episode 29 of Pod to Doodle Doo. I'm your host, Margaret, and as always, joining me this evening is Andy. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Hi, Margaret Kay. How are you?
Good. Very good. How's your weekend been?
It's been really good. Yeah. It's been really, really good. How's yours been?
It's been good. The good thing about we've done this weekend is we've really just thrown out the rule book. Good ripping
noise.
The rule book sound effect. And we've just gone to bed when we felt like it. There's the Ashes are on, the cricket tournament, and it's being played in Australia, so it starts about 2:30 in the morning here. And Ram, aka Andy, and I
Hello.
Have been staying up to watch them and being really tired the next day, but who cares?
Yeah.
It's the weekend. You can do what you want.
And so when everybody gets more rubbish Christmas presents than they deserve, mm-hmm. it's because we did our shopping this weekend.
Yeah.
And we were really too tired to care.
Although sometimes when you're too tired and you go shopping, it's when you make just bad financial decisions, so you're willing to throw more money at the problem. So you're like, oh, I'll just get them that too expensive of a thing.
So everybody's going to get terrible but expensive gifts.
Or maybe just better than... Mm. I think sometimes if you are too good at shopping, then it just means you get everyone thoughtful but not very pricey gifts, which who wants that?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Anyway.
Yeah, perfect. So that's what we've been
but
up to.
Speaking of money... Can you tell everybody something that you got in the last week that might be unexpected? People might not think that we would have something like this.
Are you referring to the credit card?
Yes. Actually, I mean, I do think it's quite common for people who are 27 to have one, but not people as, like, weird as we are and ungrown up.
And self-employed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what type of person are we to own a credit card?
But we did it for...
We were forced into it. We were bullied into it, really.
When you read stories like people just getting massively out of their depth in terms of debt and mm-hmm. they're, like, overspending stuff, and they're just like, I didn't understand. It was just so easy to get access to credit. Like,
yeah.
That's basically what we've done because we are going to Germany...
In 10 days or...
No, less than that. It's less than a week.
5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Christmas is in 10 days. That's what got me confused.
And Christmas will be in Germany. But so it's only, what's this, 15th, and we're going...
Friday.
Yeah, so 6 days.
Yeah.
And we're...
Renting a car while we're
that's
there.
That's it, yeah, I couldn't think. We're renting a car while we're there, and in order to rent a car, you have to have a credit card.
Yeah, and they aren't...
It's like a really universal
policy.
Don't
accept debit cards. Like, apparently sometimes in certain locations they do, but pretty much all of the rental ones, and these are big budget, like, well, Budget is one of them.
Europe Car's the same.
Avis, Hertz.
Yeah, all the whole gang.
All of those. Yeah, they don't accept debit cards. They only accept
but
credit
cards.
But it's
apparently because they basically... You could have a debit card, but you have to have a limit of, like... A huge amount
you'd
of
have
it,
to be able
thousands
to
and thousands
prove
and thousands.
You had the money on it.
And if they do it on a debit card, because I hired a car in Edinburgh when mine was in for a service, and they just took like £100 off my card and then they reimbursed it. But
yeah, so sometimes they're
willing
to do that.
It was just for a one day, 2 day hire.
Yeah. But basically, yeah, so we had to get one. We tried to squirm our way around it and figure out how can we do this. But then, so we were like, oh my God, we're leaving so soon. How are we going to get one in time? I called to make an appointment at the bank, and the guy on the phone was like, just go online and order one. Like, it's, like, what are you thinking? Like, what, an appointment? So Andy just went on at the internet and just said credit card.
With my existing bank.
Yeah, and they just sent him one.
Yep, like, three days later, just
£5,000 on it. I mean, I know it's not real, like, money, obviously, but you can see how easy it is for people to just get temporary money that they don't have, basically. Anyway, but how do you feel about owning a credit card now?
Terrifying. It's terrifying.
I feel like you're more likely to make a bad decision than I am.
I think credit card plus alcohol.
Yes, that's true.
You always think... there was a story in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago about a guy who went out, and as he was getting the taxi on the way home, he was somewhere in Lancashire, like Manchester.
Yeah.
He just got the taxi driver to drive him to Manchester Airport, and he sort of woke up or sobered up in Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, for God's sake.
And
he just, because apparently his drunken brain had wanted to see the Eiffel Tower.
I feel like that's alcohol plus credit card, plus you're already a little nuts.
Yeah.
Like if your drunk brain is like, I want to go to Paris, and you somehow get yourself to the airport and do it. Which is, I mean, also, what were the air people, like the people working in the airport, thinking when they had this incredibly drunk guy?
And not only he's like, I've got my flight booked, I've got a bit drunk. It's, I'd like to book a flight, please.
Yeah. Anyway, well,
so that's what's going on in our life.
Yeah, credit card owners. Maybe we should just...
Well, there's no we about this.
Well, it's set up to automatically deduct out of the joint account.
Potter-doodle-doo riches.
Exactly. Anyway, well, we do have some news, I think, breaking news. Well, this is actually the great thing about doing a weekly podcast is you only do it once a week. So if there's something really great that happens on the Monday, it's pretty much old news by the time it happens the next weekend. But yeah, we're still going to talk about it. Gosh darn it. If it's good enough, we're going to talk about it. And one of those things is the fake sign language guy at Nelson Mandela's funeral.
I think you buried the lead there. The lead being that Nelson Mandela died.
Yeah. Nelson Mandela died. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry if none of you...
If you've not caught up with the latest series of the news.
Yeah. I know. If you're still watching season one of the news...
Yeah.
And you haven't caught up yet...
Wondering how those Nazis are going to do in that war.
Go ahead, Andy. You're taking the lead on this.
Well, am I? Okay.
Tell me what happened.
Nelson Mandela died. Old men die. So far, so good. He had an unbelievable life, and therefore he had an unbelievable funeral. And I just was reading some facts about it, and it's the biggest funeral in human history in terms of the number of leaders of other states that went to it.
Wow.
So there's 91 leaders of states that arrived. And given there's only 193 countries,
mm-hmm,
that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a stadium. They had to have it in a stadium. And it wasn't like a stadium where... It was all, like, the general public.
No.
Like, a significant number of it were leaders.
Talk about...
And other dignitaries.
Note to terrorists out there. You really missed your chance here. You could have knocked off pretty much every every important person in the world.
Yeah. I think that's maybe why they invited some of the baddies. That they invited, like the Cubans and stuff.
Yeah. Like, keep your friends close. Keep your enemies close.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So they had this unbelievable funeral, and it got delayed by an hour because there was just so many people trying to get in and mm-hmm, everything. And everybody did, well, Obama did a speech as well. Mm-hmm. And side note, there was some awesome pictures because W. Bush, Clinton, and Obama all flew across on Air Force One together.
Oh.
And it's actually, just Google it. There's a brilliant set of photos of just all of them on Air Force One, and they're all with their plus ones, except I don't know if Hillary's there. I don't know if Bill or Hillary is, but the real brilliant thing is George Bush has taken up painting since he left office. So there's pictures of him showing his paintings to to Michelle and Barack, and Barack. Just the look on their faces is just brilliant. Like he looks like the special kid.
He signs it with a backwards R.
Yeah, like he glued his own macaroni on and everything. Like it looks funny. The painting is actually quite good.
I just like the fact that something that really appeals to me about being president, which is a job that I actually don't think I would want to have, seems like a pretty stressful gig, but something that does appeal to me is once you're a president, you're in this like super awesome club for the rest of your life where you get to like meet up with the other presidents and be like, yo, what up?
Somebody told me as well that you are, if you're the president, you're the president for life. So you are still referred to as President Clinton or President Bush, and you have your Secret Service detail for your whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is also awesome.
Yeah.
And, it just must be so funny. Once you've retired and you don't have to care.
Yeah.
Like, you think about Bush and Clinton must have awesome conversations.
Yeah.
Like, don't you just hate the press? Yeah. Like, who do you hate in the press most? No.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah. It must be so funny.
Anyway, well, let's get to the
But anyway, so they all flew across to Johannesburg or wherever, and they went to the stadium.
That was long-winded. Intro to the main story.
Well, it's running an hour late because so many people have to get there. All right, so then when Barack Obama was doing his speech, there was a deaf sign language guy.
I think that the sign language guy was there throughout the funeral.
Yeah, okay, but sadly, that's the only bit that people are focused on. But he just didn't know sign language.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing all these weird signs and deaf, proper sign language interpreters have talked about it and said he's doing like the sign for for like scorpion and prawn and stuff like that, like things that aren't really, really that. And he's standing right next to Obama while Obama's doing his speech. And what's really crazy about it is that he's officially sanctioned and everything, and this isn't his first thing he's done.
Yeah.
And he said initially that he was signing in Zulu. Which the rebuttal to that, which came out pretty quickly from like the South African Sign Language Association, is that they don't have a Zulu sign language.
Yeah.
Because sign language is just putting words into symbols.
Exactly.
They don't have differences from different languages.
No, obviously not.
So,
although, bizarrely, there are different sign languages for different countries. Like, there's American Sign Language.
Yeah.
Which is just, if you're going to ever be able to create a universal language, I'm really surprised that sign language, it doesn't cross borders.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway.
But anyway, so he was doing all these signs, and they weren't real signs. I mean, they found out it wasn't Zulu.
Yeah.
And he said now that he was having a schizophrenic episode.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But, like,
the thing about it is that it's just so hilarious. I mean, it's just hilarious. It is hilarious to watch him do it. Because it looks like me trying to do it.
Yeah, it looks like a bad impression of someone doing sign language. But the actual balls to go up on stage at the most televised event in the history of your country, if not the history of the world,
and
to just know that you don't know sign language and that's what you're going to have to do.
And I mean, I've seen enough of my friends and my acquaintances and people I don't even really know, their Facebook statuses after Nelson Mandela died. And that's enough for me to tell me, you know, this guy meant a lot, even now, even to people who are so far removed from the situation in South Africa and from South African history. So, but comparatively to South Africans, Nelson Mandela is like the biggest deal.
He's the George Washington of South Africa, basically.
Yes. I mean, it would be, I don't know if we could even look back into American history and think of a time when somebody died and it was as impactful as this. So, I mean, the scale of it is just insane of how he was willing to, this basically, it was the biggest deal and he went and just.
Yeah. And now he's the story.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant because it just reminds me of Guy Gomer.
Yeah.
And his Good Morning when he was accidentally put on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But the key difference is Guy Gomer was there by accident.
Yeah.
This sign language guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And then didn't know what he was doing.
It's
incredible. It's brilliant. Perfect.
It makes you really think. So there was one season of Real Housewives of Washington, D.C., and it wasn't that good, actually. So they only did it for one season. It got bad ratings.
Oh, okay.
But there was one couple on it that became particularly famous because they basically faked their way into the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is, like, the biggest event of the White House of the year. And some celebrities are always invited, but, like, it is high security. It's a really hot ticket. So you have really some big wigs in Washington, D.C. who don't get to go to this.
Yeah.
And this is just some reality show couple. They're called, they were called the Salahis. You can look them up. And it was all filmed. It was all filmed for the show. And it's one of the best, it's actually one of the most gripping episodes of any Real Housewives.
Jeez.
Because there's pictures of them. She has on her, you know, I don't know if she's taken them down, but she has on her Facebook page and in the press, you could Google image it, pictures of her with every head of, like, you know, head of what, every, like, she has them with Obama, she has them with Biden, she had just her, like, on the arm of all these people, like, it's just absolutely insane how they managed to do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it came out later, like, it was one of those things where, believe it or not, the media is still, I guess, slightly, most of the time, Real Housewives, unless maybe you're reading the LA Times, but most of the time, Real Housewives don't make it into the real news.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well,
I remember reading about that story. I didn't know they were housewives, but just two people who got in.
And it just makes you think of how much you can get away with if you just try it. And we just happened to watch a show on Friday that Darren Brown, who's the kind of magician / wizard, that we like over here. Yes. He did a television program where he had a a team of actually just old age pensioners, 65 plus.
Yeah.
He had them steal a painting from an art gallery. He taught them just basically how to be really good at doing diversion and distracting people and getting them to, you know, all of those tricks that, like a lot of fraudsters use, people who will steal your watch off you without you even knowing, things like that. But I mean, so that's one side, but also just like, I've heard if you just put on a high-vis jacket and you go into,
yeah.
I mean, basically if you were to put on a high-vis jacket, you could get away with anything. You could just go into a supermarket and start taking things off the shelves and
putting them
into it. Yeah.
There was an Aussie TV show who the comedians, they're called, it's called The Chasers, War and Everything. And they're just two comedians. And when the G8 summit was in Perth, I think it was in Perth, somewhere in Australia. And they basically they got a limo, a big, long stretch limo, and put Canadian flags on the front and just had like guys running alongside it, like security service guys. And the guy who was sat in the back was one of the comedians.
Yeah.
And he was dressed as Osama bin Laden. And they got through all these rings of security. They were just like waved through because they're like the Canadian flags, like who's going to radio like up to check? And they just got all the way through. And then you just, they have the guy who's Osama bin Laden mic'd up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, oh my God, what have we done? Like, how did we get this far through? Like, he's like, I'm going to get shot as soon as I get out of this. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. YouTube that as well.
What should people search in YouTube?
Chasers, War and Everything.
Chasers?
Like chasers as in C-H-A-S-E-R, the person who chases. And War on Everything.
Yeah.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Cool.
So that was it. Yeah. So that was, and it reminded me of Guy Gomer. I don't really know why the guy was doing the sign language. It's not really clear what he stood to benefit. Like, it's actually quite worrying for Obama that his security team didn't check on this guy. Because if he'd had a knife or if he'd wanted to punch Obama in the side of the head, he could have done that.
But that's the key thing is, like, a knife, they would have caught him. I'm sure everyone went through metal detectors and stuff. It's just, it's so much, it's the other stuff that people don't look out for. So, I mean, basically, if you're a good enough schmoozer, it's incredible what you can get away with. And also, I think often is the case where the key is putting people on the back foot. So I'm sure that this couple who got into the White House Correspondents' Dinner must have made whoever it was with the clipboard at, like, the mini security checks, made them feel uncomfortable because here they are in these designer clothes, coming out of this limo, it's raining outside, they're annoyed that they're not getting into this thing that they're invited to, and that somehow you've messed up.
And they probably called across to someone who's in there and said, hi, like, how you doing, we'll be in a sec.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Wow, you already know what to do, Andy. anyway, so I thought we could do a music segment.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so this is basically, what should our music segment be called?
Music is the food of love.
Music is the food of love.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh no, the answer. It's just tempting to keep it going forever. Okay. That could go on forever, actually. It's like a...
it's like 6.5 minutes. Yeah.
So, in music news, I don't know if you saw this, but Beyonce did a surprise album release.
She didn't.
She did. Queen Bee, aka Blue Ivy's mom, aka Miss Carter.
Yeah.
She released an album and caught everyone by surprise. Just all of a sudden, it was up. This was yesterday, I think. No, it was the 13th, so that was 2 days ago.
Friday.
Yes. and it was just up on iTunes to buy. And I thought maybe we could just go through and preview some of the songs and see what we think, just based off gut reaction, because neither of us have heard anything yet.
Okay, so this could be called the knee jerk.
Knee jerk.
Are we the knee jerks?
Yes.
Okay.
Margaret and the knee jerks.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This one, I think, is one of the more popular ones, so I'm going to play that. Let's turn it up as loud as it can go. I find it interesting as well because it's called Blue and it's featuring Blue Ivy.
Isn't Blue Ivy the baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe it's like, has the sound of her crying, like in that Stevie Wonder song, Isn't She Lovely?
Yeah. I hope it's auto-tuned.
Mom. Okay.
That's Mr. G.
Yeah. This is Blue.
You can go first if you want.
Okay, my knee-jerk reaction is, it's an interesting sound. I did read a headline of a Guardian article that said something about how it's a unique sounding album. So I feel like I've already just stolen that, and it's not really my own knee-jerk reaction. But,
yeah.
But I do find it an interesting sound. I also feel like that chorus I could write.
What, the lyrics? Or
which
the
isn't a bad melody. Thing to her, because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I mean, that, I...
Well, yes, I mean, she probably sing him or jam.
Well, exactly, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would love to, by the way, Beyonce, if you're listening, I'd love to collaborate on a Kenmore Jam, like, remix, so hit me up.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, Andy, you can...
We could double date, and I could do a rap with Jay-Z.
Oh my god. So, what's your reaction?
It sounds very 90s. Given how unique it is, it sounds like a 97, 98 type ballad. Like, I can't put my finger on who it sounds like. I don't have that many frames of reference in music, so I'm just going to say Enya. Like, it's...
Oh, I see what you mean. Because that's the thing.
Like, it's ethereal feel.
Yes, when you said it sounds very late 90s, I was thinking you meant, like, late 90s R&B, which I think is, like, furthest thing.
No, it doesn't sound R&B at all.
Which is what, like... But because it's Beyonce, I thought you meant like it sounds like her in the late 90s. But you're right, Enya. It does have like a bit of a
new age feel. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, so here's the one featuring Jay-Z. I don't know if we'll get his rap in it. This is just the iTunes preview, but it's called Drunk in Love. And I'm just...
Something for everybody in that.
We're just not quite loud enough. But believe it or not, we don't have that high tech of a setup here. So anyway, let's listen to that, Drunk in Love.
Surfboard.
swerving on it. Swerving, swerving on it. Big body been serving on it. Swerving, surfing on it. It's good, good. Uh-oh. We walk up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, boy. Drunk in love. We'd be all night. Best thing I remember is our beautiful bodies burning our main glue. Drunk in love, we be all night. Oh, we be all night.
I'm nice. Hold up. I do say it's the shit. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself.
Oh my gosh, Jay-Z sounding a little winded in his raps? What?
Yeah.
That's new, no.
Potty mouth as well.
No, I must say that I do think part of the beginning of those lyrics, it was a bit of a euphemism, and I apologize if you have kids in the car while you're listening to this.
Address all complaints to Mr. and Mrs. Carter.
Yeah, totally. New York. I mean, they're married now. I didn't expect them to still be talking about all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, get boring already. But, okay, so do you want to do your knee-jerk reaction?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Well, I think it sounds like Rihanna. I'm not just going to say that she sounds mm-hmm. like, but that, she doesn't actually sound like Rihanna when she sings, but that sounds like it is a Rihanna song.
Mm.
You can tell she's trying to be a bit street in that because she just ups her Texas accent. Like, she sings in a Texas accent in that one. You can hear it a lot more, like the drawl. And I think it's inevitable that she would eventually do a song that, because none of her songs previously sound really like Rihanna songs. And the two of them are probably the two biggest artists,
yeah.
female artists in the world. So it's inevitable that there would be some overlap. But I quite like that. I like the more, is it the snare drum or like the electric drum? There was a little bit on the previous one, but I quite like that.
I don't know. I don't know enough.
But I like that. It's the sort of a, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is, maybe. Like, it's snare. A snare, whether it's an electric or a real.
It's an electric snare.
But the thing is that didn't read Rihanna to me. It just sounded like Beyonce rapping, like, yeah. which is something we don't hear, which is something also we don't ever hear Rihanna do. So I don't feel like it didn't sound like Rihanna to me, although maybe on second listen it would.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's not the point of a knee-jerk reaction.
No. If you've heard Rihanna, you heard Rihanna.
Yeah.
I didn't say
she sounded like Rihanna. So it sounded like a Rihanna song.
From that sample, I didn't get a clear, singable chorus, which, call me a sucker, but I love a real strong chorus
yeah.
as part of a melody. I got a lot of drunk in love, something like that. But it could be that the sample came in at the end of the song or something.
Maybe.
Okay, let's do one more. So you pick out of all of these. There's one that's featuring Drake, which is...
I don't really know what Drake is. I see his name around a lot.
Oh, my God.
I don't care if I sound like an old man. I don't care if I'm saying it sounds like Enya. I don't care.
Okay.
Get lost.
Okay. Let's listen to that. It's called Mine, and it's featuring Drake.
Yeah.
Okay, I will go first this time.
Okay.
That was the worst of the three for me.
Yeah.
Found it very annoying, and I actually think that was the most Rihanna-esque that she had, which is like kind of the low, like drawn out, kind of a little bit. They're not flat when they sing, but they're almost on the verge of sounding flat. It's like a stylistic thing. Like picture Rihanna doing the like, don't really know how you feel about it. Something in the way you move. Like she's almost flat the way she sings it. But I guess it's like a nasally way to do it. She sounded to me and Beyonce the most like that in this one. Although I must say, it did nothing for me.
That was pretty boring.
Yeah. And the good girl.
Well, it sounded like he did his bit via walkie-talkie. Like, he obviously couldn't spare the time and he was just in the car.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do my song now.
Although, I do think that I'll say this, intrigued. And I will give the album a listen. I think Beyonce is great.
Yeah.
Basically.
She's pretty good. I mean, we watched her live at Glastonbury, didn't we?
Yeah.
We weren't at Glastonbury. We were watching it on the telly, but... But
she was performing live, and the footage we were watching was live, but we weren't there live.
Exactly. And I remember thinking what an incredible performer she was.
She would be an amazing person to see in concert, I think.
But, I mean, if you had to give, like, a little snippet of what you would say, like, I don't think it's unique. I think it's eclectic. And I think that if you can't be unique, being eclectic is the next best thing. And I think that's quite a good thing to be.
Yeah, I mean
those are all three completely different songs, weren't they?
Yes. I mean, it's just, it's hard because we only listen to such small parts of it. But that was, Knee Jerk is the name of the segment.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Having a knee-jerk reaction is our Achilles heel.
Oh, God. Well, I have a kind of, I couldn't decide whether it was a goat or not. Because I'm just not sure. It's either a goat or like, nope, completely fine with it.
Goat or nope.
Well, I have a different intro for it, this, because it's not necessarily a goat. That's for us to decide.
Okay.
So here's my intro. It's my intro for it.
See, there it is. Violence at NBCGE.com. I mean...
Well, Allison should know. What do you say about that, Allison? Anyway? Internet is that massive computer network. The one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean? That's big. How does one know? What do you write to it? Like mail?
No, a lot of people use it to communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC writers and producers. Allison, can you explain what internet is?
No, she can't say anything in 10 seconds or less.
Allison will be in the studio shortly.
What is
the name?
It's a giant computer network made up of started from...
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us what this was.
It's like a computer billboard.
It's not a... It's a computer billboard, but it's made
right.
Live. It's several universities.
Right.
And others can access it.
Right.
And it's getting bigger and bigger.
It came in really handy during the quake. A lot of people, that's how they were communicating out to tell family and loved ones they were okay because all the phone lines were down.
I was telling Katie another time.
But you don't need a phone line to operate internet? No. Apparently not.
I was telling Katie.
That's actually a wonderful clip, isn't it?
It's so good because, like, they actually, for some reason, even though we know that that was 1994, which is not that long ago, if you think about it, but even though we can see that in the clip, they still sound like idiots because it's just so funny. Because even though it was like, of course they didn't know what it was, and those are all legitimate questions, and they actually got to the right conclusion a bit of what it was. But for some reason, when I watch it, I'm just like, oh my God, you guys sound like such idiots.
What is internet?
Yeah, like, haha. Anyway, so in this segment, it's kind of, we'll just call it, what is internet?
Nice.
So there's this phenomenon on Facebook, which, oh my God, Facebook, longest death ever. Can we just kick it into the grave and pour some dirt on it already? Like, I just feel like...
Is that what's the Nelson Mandela of social networks?
Yeah, seriously. Like,
it's going to be quite the funeral.
But anyway, on Facebook, I have noticed that it tends to be on brand pages or like news pages, so like I follow Edinburgh Evening News, and so, but if there's a post that is interesting to somebody and somebody thinks that maybe, I guess, it'd be interesting to their friend or it reminds them of their friend or whatever, they'll just leave a comment on that post tagging the person's name in it and then hitting enter, and then it's just there. So basically, you could have a news story that said, tree falls down in middle of High Street in Edinburgh. And someone would just post in the comments, like, at Andy Williamson. And then you'd just be tagged in that post.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Don't care.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that...
There's
much worse crimes that go on, even on Facebook, not just on social networks.
I agree. So. Basically, that's why I wasn't sure if it was a goat. I just didn't know how I felt about it. Like, one time I saw a post, and the first four comments were just people putting someone else's name in it. I actually tagged you then, and just to keep the trend going.
I saw.
But, like, I'm always like, I don't know. Like, it just seems like the appropriate thing to do would almost be to share it and tag the person in your share and say, hey, at Andy Williamson, thought you'd think this was funny. Because just tagging the person's name feels a little lazy, like, because then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I've been tagged in the comment section of this post, but I don't really know why.
Well, it doesn't really give you a way of replying either.
Yeah.
Like, do you comment on it later in the comment page, or do you write on their wall?
Yeah. So anyway, just something to keep a heads up about, everybody. I mean, let us know if you have any feelings one way or the other. I don't really, but...
So here's a thing I have about Facebook in general, is that I teach a lot of, like, 16, 17-year-olds in my day-to-day life, and none of them use Facebook.
No.
All of them use Twitter, is there, and Instagram are their numbers 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Facebook is... Well, you know my feelings on Facebook. It's a good $1 million company, but they've tried to make it a $1 billion company, which is going to destroy it. And so that is... But it's on its way out. You're right. It's a protracted death.
Nobody enjoys it anymore.
No, we still go on it, but it's because habit. We're still trying to cling on to our lost youth.
Maybe that's what it is.
Exactly what it is. You know, we're frozen forever at age 21. You know that.
It's your theory. Facebook the Oil of Olay Regenerist Night Cream of internet things?
Maybe.
Well, anyway.
So, everybody should start hoarding their Facebook photos onto their desktop as soon as possible. Because
I'm, like, already need to, like, back everything up that I have. I'm so bad about that. Although, I must say, I use Google Docs for everything. I don't use Word at all anymore. Like, because it just, my computer's so old, Word could crash at any time, and I don't have those documents. Anyway, well, Andy, we had a trivia question last week, and... We did have a few answers.
What was the trivia question? I know this is what you usually say to me, but...
Well, it was... Basically, it was, what is the biggest island on Earth? Oh, sorry. I accidentally went to the wrong Facebook page. What is the biggest...
island?
Yeah.
And what were the answers that we had? I'm trying to remember what the actual answer is.
Well, was it the biggest or was it the second biggest that you wanted?
Yeah, because Australia is the biggest, isn't it?
Okay. Well, we actually only had one answer, and it was from Alex Gorohoff.
Hi, Alex.
And he said Antarctica, unless it doesn't count because it's a continent, although so is Australia, he says. He says, but then if it doesn't count, if Antarctica doesn't count, then it's Greenland.
Okay.
So what do you think, what do you make of that?
Yeah, well, so Australia, they always say it's a continent, but it's Australasia is the continent, isn't it? Or sometimes it's called Oceania.
Oceania, yeah.
Yeah, but either way, Australia is the biggest island.
Okay.
But there is, like, a YouTube video saying, does it count as an island or what?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a complex question. So okay. I appreciate that you took the time to raise that issue. Antarctica... doesn't count because underneath the ice, Antarctica is not a single landmass. It's actually an archipelago.
Okay.
So it's the same. Mm-hmm. But Greenland is the right answer.
Okay, so we got there.
That's the answer I had.
He got there.
Yeah, he got the answer I had, which is how we're going to define that he's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't really have to be right. You just have to have the thing that Andy had in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, eventually it's going to be me just saying, like, what number am I thinking of? And people have to guess that.
Yeah.
But well done, listener Alex. Congratulations.
Well done. You win our season's greetings. Have a cool Yule message.
Have a cool Yule.
Alex.
You fool.
Oh, that was so good. And off the cuff.
Mm.
You can't get better than that. So, Ram, what about this week? Is there a trivia question for this week?
Yeah, it was, believe it or not, a last-minute hodgepodge job. But we were looking up some good facts.
Mm-hmm.
caused by a story about the Nelson Mandela funeral and the fact that there was three presidents there, which is pretty cool. And so the question is this. There is a $100,000 bill in the United States.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, and we've checked it. There's two sources.
Yeah.
There's notes that go all the way up. So there's like the 100,000 is just the biggest one, but there's like a 10,000. That's like in the Simpsons episode where they have a $1 trillion bill.
Yeah. Well, apparently like the $100,000 bill was, they were printed from in December 18th, 1934 through January 9th, 1935. So that's basically a year they were in print.
And they were given to banks to so they didn't collapse, which seems pretty good.
But there are existing out there.
I wonder with all these bailouts now how they actually do it. Surely they don't do it like this anymore. Just give them a one note.
Digital is my guess. Although, do they have to make up?
Do they actually have to transfer money?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's a really complex question. That isn't the quiz question. But the quiz question is, which president is on the $100,000 note?
Yeah.
Which president is it? And so there's a clue in there that it was made in the 1930s. So it's no president after the 1930s. So that knocks out a significant number, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, just to sum that up, whose face is on the $100,000 bill? And we have already said that it's a president.
Yes, it is.
So it's not Sacagawea. And it's not Susan B. Anthony.
No.
The two.
Well, females. Do you have any women on your notes?
We have the Sacagawea dollar coin, which is not very...
Well, that's a bit of a cop-out, really, isn't it?
Not used. Or Sacagawea, sorry. Sacagawea, Sacagawea, something like that. Sacjaw. And then we had a Susan B. Anthony something, I think.
Who was Susan B. Anthony?
I think she's a person who knitted the first flag.
All right.
But I feel like it's also maybe like one of those things that could actually be a myth. Like, you look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Susan B. Anthony.
It's like, not Susan Banthony.
No.
Okay.
B apostrophe Anthony.
She was a civil rights leader and a feminist, and you said that she was just famous for knitting.
Oh.
That's not what she would have wanted.
Who was it that knitted the flag?
Is that Harriet... No, I don't know.
No, Harriet Tubman. Oh,
yeah, that's it. God, Jesus.
Okay, hold on. Susan B. Anthony was just a feminist? Who knitted the flag? Knitted is not the right word.
Look how bloody arrogant this is. You just put the flag. Expecting that to come up with
Andy, there's US only flag. One flag, and we all know that. So... Who sewed the flag?
Betsy Ross.
I must have... Oh, of course.
Who sewed the flag is what you typed in. But she got it wrong. She was close, but she got it wrong. She did a circle of stars.
No, it's because there were only 13 colonies back then.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, sorry, Susan B. That is really... that is stupid of me. I've made a right arse of myself saying that.
I had no idea. Luckily,
no one listens to this.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, well,
So whose face is on the $100,000 note?
Yeah, okay, great. Right. Yeah. Well, I went to the store this evening, and it was one of those times when I was really not hungry. So sometimes when you're not hungry at all, like you're almost still full from your previous meal, it's really hard to get inspired at the grocery store. And then also, like, this grocery store, since we live in the city center, the grocery stores we go to are tiny. They're meant for, like... single people who just buy ready-made meals. And so we know every single possibility of, like, combinations of meals that we can get.
Yeah.
And so it just, everything didn't sound good. And I was just at the end of my rope, and I felt really thirsty, and the lights were fluorescent, and it was just, everything was horrible. It was too cold. So I ended up just buying ingredients for something. So the things I wound up with were, drum roll please, whole milk, mushrooms, leeks, a long sweet red pepper,
sweet potatoes,
wild rice, garlic.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's a weird combination, but I think I'll be able to maybe make some sort of mushroomy, creamy sauce. roast the potatoes, have it all on top of rice. We're going to figure it out.
So if this is our last ever show...
Well, it's all good food. It just might not taste the best. What can you do? Sometimes you just can't think of anything. So I just decided to get the first 6 things I saw.
Maybe you're going to be the Betsy Ross of this new meal.
That's true.
Forgetting your name.
No, people will always know that I made the greatest flag on earth. People won't even... They'll just say, the meal.
Yeah,
and people will know.
Yeah, who made the meal?
Yeah.
And it'll come up with it in your face.
Cool. Well, how about we say, without further ado...
Pot-a-toodle-doo! I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I got my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In the turn of town, no postcard envy, but every song is like gold teeth, red goose dripping in the bathroom, blood stains, gold dust, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we're not caught up in your love affair, and we will never be wrong. Royal, it don't run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. And let me be your ruler. Ruler, you can be my queen bee. Baby, I rule. Let me live that fantasy. Friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone that knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come from money. But every song is like gold teeth, red goose dripping in the bathroom. Blood stains, gold dust, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We're not caught up in your love affair. And we will never be royal. It don't run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of world. So let me be your ruler. And you can be my queen bee. I rule. Let me live that fantasy. Baby, I rule. So let me live that fantasy.